questions that ask me to speculate, because I'm not going to speculate on anything. First of all, I think we ought to recognize the outstanding service of Justice Kennedy over three decades in the Supreme Court. I had an opportunity to vote for him, I believe, in the year of 86. And we want to compliment him and wish him the best, and I'm sure he's going to serve the judiciary still in some capacity, even though he's off the Supreme Court now. But he's an outstanding person of intellect and a hardworking person, and he's written a lot of outstanding opinions. So then the next step is that we have to wait for the president to make a decision. And I don't have any idea who that is, but we do know what the president has said in the past, that probably nominees would be coming off of a certain list that he put forth. I think that it'd be better to say that that would be the type of person that he might select. We'll just have to wait then till it comes up here. But I would expect that we would have somebody that would have great respect for the rule of law, a great respect for stare decisis. We would have somebody that's going to have judicial temperament that would leave his own personal views out of it and move on from that point.
Your thoughts about a shift in the balance of the court?
In 2016, you supported what Senator McConnell did in delaying the nomination and consideration of Merrick Garland because of his close to presidential election. Now we're close to a midterm election.
Sure.
Why not wait until after the midterms when a third of the Senate will be sworn in?
I think Biden was pretty clear on that. That Biden rule applied to presidential years. And the other thing would be, if you remember, back in 2010, I believe it was, that we had midterm election and Kagan was approved for the Supreme Court. So I think that we got plenty of precedent when to have appointments to the Supreme Court and when not to.
When will you have confirmation hearings?
I don't know.
But can you say that you can have them done by the fall?
It depends on when the president gets the nomination.
Can you talk about a potential shift in the balance of the court, sir?
I can't speak to that because I don't know who he's going to appoint.
How much do you think it should be a moderate to replace Kennedy, since he was also a moderate at first?
I think I expressed that by the president was elected with a supposition that he would appoint a certain type of person to the Supreme Court. He's been very clear on it, and I would expect him to keep by what he promised the electorate before he was elected.
Given that many Democrats have said that you shouldn't do this before Election Day, do you expect any support at all from your Democratic colleagues as you go through this process?
I think that it's very clear. When you might fill certain vacancies and when you won't. One is the Biden rule. And the other one is, what do we have precedent for?
Sure,
we got plenty of precedent that people are appointed during a midterm election year.
Were you surprised by the timing of the announcement?
No, because I think that this is usually the time. In fact, if you were talking to me 12 months ago, you would have speculated, is somebody going to leave the Supreme Court? Because this is about the time it happens.
Do you want a justice who will return, bro?
I want a justice that's going to be very independent of any personal views that they have on anything, and are going to respect the Constitution and the rule of law and things of that nature.
Does that include Roe?
What we're talking about is people that are going to look at the facts of the case and apply the law and the Constitution to those facts.
About a potential for a Kennedy successor?
No, I haven't, because we don't have 2 hours to do that.
But in anticipation, because Republicans have been.
I wouldn't do anything in anticipation of it, because I would have been doing it for the last 12 months, and I would have been doing a lot 12 months ago right now.
Senator, have you heard from the White House? How did you find out? And
I was doing a television program with Iowa television people, and somebody, I think with WOI or WHO-TV, said, just got a communication that Kennedy is retiring. What do you think of that?
There's a White House said.
And in fact, I didn't believe it. So I said, are you telling me something that you're supposing, or does it actually exist? He says, I got a letter here that says that.
Last question, please. Yeah.
Has the White House reached out to you since then, and do you anticipate?
I don't know.
Have you gotten a sense of when they plan to announce an autonomy?
No, I don't. I have not had no conversation with the White House on this.
That's the last question.
Thank you.
Democrats. No, you're the first ones I've had conversation with. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.